26th National Conference on LGBT Equality, Creating Change, is taking place January 29th through February 2nd in Houston, Texas, where advocates from all over the country, including the Northeast Ohio Cleveland area, will be out there doing workshops, kind of seeing speakers, even have some time for some film screenings, probably to socialize a little bit and also kind of talk about what's happening across the country related to the gay and lesbian community. Let's start off by talking with Russell Roybal and also Sue Hyde, who are with the task force. This is its 26th year. What was going on in 1988 that it was a decision to make a conference like this where people needed to get together to discuss the issues that they were dealing with?
That's a good question, Bruce. In 1987, we held in Washington, D.C., the second National March for LGBT Civil Rights. And one of the primary messages to folks who attended that march in 1987 was go home, roll up your sleeves, and get to work. Now, Bruce, that was back in the day before we had the interwebs. And so many folks wrote us letters, called us on the telephone. We had a staff of 10 then at the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, and we realized very quickly that we needed a different way for our movement to gather and to teach itself and to build skills and offer trainings in all kinds of topic areas. And so we launched in 1988 the Creating Change Conference. We had 300 people with us in Washington, D.C. for the very first Creating Change Conference. And we will have 4,000 people with us in Houston, Texas, this week.
If you look back at the agenda in that year or the following couple of years, how have things changed? Or is it sort of reworking the same issues and just trying to figure out how to solve those problems?
Well, some of the issues are still with us, Bruce. Discrimination that LGBT people face in their daily lives, bullying still an issue. Certainly the marriage issue has gained momentum. There is a march of marriage equality across the United States, but there are still issues that LGBT people struggle with every day in their daily lives. At the task force, we produced a study called Injustice at Every Turn, which is the largest ever survey of the transgender community, which documented the devastating amounts of discrimination that transgender people face in their daily lives. All of which will be, all of those topics are on our agenda for the Creating Change Conference in Houston this week. And you can look at all the sessions that are available on those topics and many more, because there is something for everyone at the Creating Change Conference at creatingchange.org.
How do you put together an action plan? Many times if people of like mind come together, they're all in a room agreeing of certain things, and then when they leave, they're thinking, well, what skills, what tools do I have so I can take this back to my community and kind of continue on with what was brought up during those workshops?
Well, Bruce, the most important thing for folks to do when they get home is to bring back the new information, new skills, and new confidence that they gained at Creating Change to work together with others in their community and in their organizations to address issues and problems that face them every day where they live, where they work, and where they go to school. So that's a little bit different place to place, but there certainly are commonalities, and what we try to present in our program is a set of useful, relevant, and skills-building workshop sessions so that when folks go home, they're better equipped and they have more confidence to do the work they need to do.
Are you seeing the same people return to these conferences year after year, or is there a lot of new blood put into this for people who at one point or another decide in their life, this is the, you know, I need to be an advocate as opposed to just somebody who's kind of living their life and not being part of the process?
Well, it's both, Bruce. There are folks that return year after year, but there are always a group of new folks that come. The conference is about 30% age 24 and under. So there are a number of young people that come to the conference either through work that they do on their university campuses or in their local communities. So there's always a new group of activists that are a part, activists and leaders that are a part of Creating Change, but we certainly do have folks that have come year after year.
We're talking today with Russell Roybal, also Sue Hyde, who are with the 26th National Conference on LGBT Equality. What are some of the main focus? You mentioned sort of the marriage equality issue. AIDS, HIV, that's still an issue. Many times that kind of comes and goes, I guess, in the news, and so, but it's still out there. What's the latest news related to that and people who maybe get diagnosed, what the prognosis is?
Bruce, HIV/AIDS may come and go in the media, but it has never gone. It has never gone away from LGBTQ people and communities. And right now we've seen an alarming spike in new infections and new infection rates among young men, and particularly young men of color. This is a very, very major focus at Creating Change 2014 in Houston, because we believe that our LGBT organizations, leaders, activists need to go home and renew their commitment, their determination, and their will to end this epidemic now. It can happen, but it can only happen if we really focus on it and go home with some new skills and new thinking and new ideas. It is something that we must do, and we cannot wait.
What are some of the other activities that go on at a conference like this? There's, you mentioned, I saw some things related to film screenings, interfaith services. There's a lot of different connection that goes on, I guess, so people who maybe at some areas of the country maybe feel isolated more. They realize there are other people out there like them dealing with the same situations.
There really is something for everyone at the conference. It does have film screenings, it has receptions, it has networking opportunities, social events. You know, beyond the skills building workshops and caucuses and the general keynote sessions, there is a ton of stuff to do over the 5-day program. At the conference, it's not only a lot of work, but it also is a lot of fun. So we hope that you can join us, that your listeners can join us in Houston, Texas this week, and more information is available at creatingchange.org.
Yeah, there's a lot of different people coming out, and there are probably some people that are more politically savvy or that's what they want to do. They want to stand up. They want to march. There's other people that are more creative. What are other ways that you allow people's talents to come out to help in this cause?
Holy cow, Bruce. So glad you asked that question. A couple years ago, we launched at Creating Change something called the Art Space Studio, which is a place on site that we dedicate to those who want to express themselves with visual arts. We also have several performances, theatrical performances, musical performances. Actually, our closing performer this year is none other than the amazing, the incredible, the revolutionary Nona Hendrix, who was one of the founding members of Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, which morphed into LaBelle, Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? And Nona Hendrix has been in it to win it for her entire life. She's going to rock us out of Houston, ready to go back home and get to work.
And again, this conference is going on through February 2nd. If people want to, again, find out more and follow what's going on, and obviously with the web connection, what's the best way for them to get details on this?
The best way is to go to our website at creatingchange.org, where they can also live stream all of our general sessions starting on Thursday.
And what word of advice can you give to a young person who maybe be dealing with an issue like this and are struggling with thoughts, who they are from experiences? What maybe thing you could share with us as a closing comment?
Well, Bruce, as a parent, I have a teenager and a young adult in my family, and advice I would have given them is to find an adult, or even for that matter, a peer whom they trust and with whom they can have a full conversation about their feelings, their thoughts, perhaps their questioning, their sexual orientation or their gender identity. Begin with someone who loves you, whom you love. Have that close conversation. Keep in touch. And be sure that that person is someone you can reconnect with over time. Coming out in any respect is a journey. It's a journey that many of us have made. We have not only survived it, we thrive. We are happy adults, and every young person can look forward to that. It is especially important to have that trusting relationship on which we can all rely as we are starting our journey.
Sue Hyde, Russell Roybal, thanks for joining us again. The Creating Change Conference going on through February 2nd in Houston, Texas, and we appreciate what you do, and thanks for sharing the thoughts this morning with us.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.